Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. And today's activation is riding the lucky wave. You know those days when everything just works? The parking spot appears exactly when you need it. The person you were thinking about calls. The line moves fast. The money shows up. The conversation flows perfectly. The opportunity arrives at just the exact right moment. Every single thing clicks into place, like the universe is saying yes to you over and over again. You've had days like that. Maybe not many, but enough to know they exist. Enough to know that something shifts when you're experiencing that kind of momentum. Most people think those days are random. Lucky breaks. Cosmic accidents. They wait for them to happen and hope they come around again soon. But here's what changes everything. Those days follow a pattern. They have a signature, a frequency, an energetic momentum that you can learn to generate on command. When you create a powerful enough burst of coherent energy, when you align your nervous system, your intention, and your focus in a specific way, you launch a wave. A wave of fortune that carries you through your entire day with continuous good luck. You see, the universe operates on waves. Light waves, sound waves, electromagnetic waves, brain waves, thought waves. Everything pulses, oscillates, radiates outward in patterns that either amplify or cancel each other out. And you're a walking wave generator. Every thought creates a ripple. Every emotion sends out a signal. Every intention launches energy that moves through the field, interacting with other waves, creating interference patterns that either work for you or against you. Most people broadcast chaos, mixed signals, static. They want success but transmit doubt. They desire love but radiate fear. They hope for abundance but emit scarcity on every frequency. So the universe, which always gives you a perfect reflection, sends back chaos, mixed results, static, days that feel like swimming through mud. There's another way, a way that ancient cultures knew and modern science just rediscovered, a way to generate such a powerful initial burst of coherent energy that it creates a wave, a lucky wave that carries you through your entire day. And once you catch that wave, everything flows. Doors open before you knock. People say yes before you ask. Solutions appear before problems fully form. You move through reality like water moving downhill, effortless, inevitable, natural. The Hawaiians called it mana. The Chinese called it qi. Physicists call it coherent energy states. I call it riding the lucky wave. In this episode, you're going to learn how to generate it, amplify it, and surf it all day long. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to create such a massive energetic momentum in your system that you'll feel it in your body. A buzzing, a tingling, an unmistakable sense that you've shifted into a different gear, a different frequency. A different probability stream where fortune favors you. Some of you have touched this state before, maybe during peak performance moments, maybe after profound meditation, maybe randomly, unexpectedly, and you spent years trying to get back there. Today, you learn how to generate it on command, how to make luck a skill rather than an accident. How to become someone the universe conspires to support because you're broadcasting the exact frequency that synchronicity responds to. This will feel different from anything you've done before. More alive, more electric, more real than real. Because we're done with passive meditation. We're done with hoping and wishing. We're activating something primal in your nervous system. Something that makes you magnetic to good fortune. Your job is simple. Stay with me. Let your energy build. Don't resist the shifts you feel. And by the end of this hour, you'll step into your day, riding a wave so powerful that reality reorganizes itself around your momentum. Now, I want you to stand up right now. If you're sitting, stand. If you're lying down, get up. Because we're about to hack your nervous system and you cannot access peak states from collapsed physiology. Your body is the antenna. Your spine is the transmission tower. And we're about to send out a signal so strong that the field has no choice but to respond. Shake out your hands, vigorous, fast, like you're flicking water off your fingers. Feel the blood moving, the nerves waking up. You're already shifting your state, and we're 10 seconds in. Now your whole body bounce on the balls of your feet, loose, like a boxer warming up. Let your arms swing. Let your head roll. Get the energy moving through your entire system. What just happened? You interrupted the pattern. Whatever state you were in 30 seconds ago is gone. Your brain has just got the signal. Something different is happening now. Pay attention. This is the key. You cannot change your mind without changing your state. And you cannot change your state by thinking about it. You change it by moving, breathing, disrupting the pattern. Your nervous system has been running on automatic. Keep moving. As you move, I want you to recall a moment when you felt lucky. When things went your way, when you were in flow, find that memory. See it through your own eyes once again. Hear what you heard, feel what you felt. You got it? Good. Now amplify it. Make the image bigger, brighter, closer. Turn up the volume on the sounds. Intensify the feelings in your body until they're radiating through every cell. What you're doing right now is more than memory. You're accessing a specific neural pattern, a particular configuration of your nervous system that generated luck before. And when you fire that pattern with intensity, with full sensory activation, you reactivate the same energetic signature. Your brain can't tell the difference between vividly imagined experience and actual experience. Same chemicals, same neural pathways, same energetic broadcast. So you're not remembering luck. You're generating the frequency of luck right now in your body in this moment. Now breathe. Massive breath in through your nose. Fill your lungs completely. Hold it for 3 seconds. And explode it out through your mouth. Like you're blowing out birthday candles across the room. Again, even bigger. Draw in the energy up from the earth, through your feet, through your legs, up through your spine, into your chest. Hold it. Feel the pressure building. Now release it with sound, any sound, a sigh, a groan, a shout, let it out. One more time. This time, as you breathe in, imagine you're pulling in golden light. And as you breathe out, imagine you're sending out a wave of energy that ripples outward in all directions around you. Breathe in light. Breathe out waves. In and out. In and out. Do you feel that? That subtle shift in your chest? That's your energy field expanding. Your electromagnetic signature getting stronger. You're already broadcasting on a different frequency than you were just a few minutes ago. Now add intention. Because energy without direction is just chaos. But energy plus intention, that's magic. That's manifestation. That's wave generation. Say this out loud with a strong command voice, the voice of someone who expects to be obeyed by reality itself. I am a wave generator. My energy moves mountains. Fortune flows through me and around me. I attract synchronicity. I magnetize miracles. Today is my day. The universe says yes to me. I ride the lucky wave. Say it again, louder, like you mean it. Like you're declaring war on mediocrity, announcing your alliance with excellence. I am a wave generator. My energy moves mountains. Fortune flows through me and around me. I attract synchronicity. I magnetize miracles. Today is my day. The universe says yes to me. I ride the lucky wave. Feel your voice creating vibration in your chest. That vibration is sending acoustic waves through the air and electromagnetic waves through the field. You are rearranging reality with your voice. This is ancient technology. Every indigenous culture knew it. Mantras, prayers, incantations, sound as creative force, words as spells, voice as power. And when you combined movement, breath, emotion, imagery, and voice, you create coherent energy state. All your systems align. All your frequencies synchronize, one massive unified wave of intention moving outward from your center. That's what you've just generated. Can you feel it? That aliveness running through your system, that sense that you've dialed up your power, that is real. That's measurable. That's the beginning of your lucky wave. Now we're going to amplify it. Because a small wave carries you a short distance, but a massive wave that carries you all day long. Think about dropping a pebble in a pond. Small ripples, they fade quickly. But throw a boulder, the waves reach the shore. They persist. They have momentum. You're about to become the boulder. Place your attention in the center of your chest, your heart space. And imagine there's a sphere of light there, pulsing, alive, growing brighter with each breath. And as you breathe in, the sphere expands. And as you breathe out, it sends out waves of light in all directions. In, expand. Out, radiate. In, expand. Out, radiate. Each wave that moves out from your chest carries your intention. Your desire for a day where everything flows, where luck follows you, where blessings are all around you, where the path clears before you step. You know deep down these waves are doing something. You're commanding reality to reorganize around your frequency. Because that's what waves do. When a powerful wave moves through water, everything in its path moves with it. The wave does not ask permission. It doesn't doubt its power. It moves and everything adjusts. You are that wave, moving through the quantum field of infinite possibility, and everything, every person, every opportunity, every circumstance has no choice but to respond to your momentum. Raise your arms above your head. Stretch up. Feel your spine lengthening. Stretch as high as you can. Your energy lifting. Pulling up your spine, you're creating an open channel for cosmic energy to pour through you. Take the deepest breath of your life. Feel every corner of your lungs. Expand your belly. Hold it. Feel yourself expanding in all directions beyond your body. Now release it with one word, loud and clear. Yes. And as you shout it, thrust your arms forward like you're pushing a wave of energy out into the world. Do it again. Breathe in. Arms up. Hold. And then thrust forward with power and shout, yes. One more time. All your energy, all your conviction, all your certainty that the universe is listening and responding. Yes. The wave has been generated. You can feel it in your body. The electrical charge, that heightened aliveness, that sense that something has shifted. You've just created an energetic tsunami, and now we're going to teach you how to surf it. You can sit down now, but stay alert. Stay energized, because what we're doing next requires focus, but focus from a peak state, not a collapsed state. What most people get wrong about luck is they think it's passive. They think it happens to them. They wait for the universe to deliver good fortune, like they're standing at a cosmic mailbox hoping for a package. But luck is active. Luck is momentum. Luck is you moving through the field with such coherent energy that probability bends in your direction. Think about actual surfing for a moment. The surfer doesn't create the wave. The ocean does that. But the surfer knows how to position themselves, how to paddle at the right moment, how to stand up and shift their weight to stay on the wave as long as possible. That's what we're teaching you now. The wave of fortune exists. It's always moving through the quantum field. Most people never catch it because they're facing the wrong direction, or they're too heavy with doubt, or they paddle at the wrong moment. You're going to learn to catch it every single time. Close your eyes for a moment. Feel that energy you just generated still buzzing in your system. Good. That's your fuel. That's your momentum. That's what powers the wave of luck. Now imagine your day ahead. Not any ordinary day, your perfect day. The day where fortune follows you from moment to moment. From the moment you step out into the world, everything works for you, everything. You can feel it building, the momentum, the energy, the wave of continuous good luck. That's about to carry you through every interaction, every decision, every moment. You're standing at the beginning of this day, and you can sense it. This wave of fortune is gathering behind you, getting stronger, building power. All the coherent energy you just generated is forming into a massive current of luck that's about to lift you and propel you forward. And now you step into it. You feel the wave catch you, lift you, and suddenly you're riding it. Actually feel this in your body, the sensation of being carried forward by momentum larger than yourself, in energy, in a field around you, but completely aligned with your intentions. Everything flowing, everything working, everything clicking into place with perfect timing. This is what it feels like to ride the lucky wave. Effortless forward motion, supported by the universe, moving through your day with grace. Everything in your path opening up. Everything behind you adding to your momentum. This is what it feels like to ride the lucky wave. Effortless momentum, supported by the universe, moving faster than you could move alone. Everything in your path clearing. Everything behind you adding to your speed. Once you're riding the wave of luck, you don't have to work hard. You just have to make small adjustments. Stay alert, stay present, stay light. Let the momentum do the work. Open your eyes. You're still riding. The wave didn't stop just because you opened your eyes. The wave is in your nervous system now. It's in your energy field. It's the momentum you're carrying into your day. And this is how you stay on it. Attention. Every few hours you check in, am I still on the wave? If you feel yourself getting heavy, contracted, distracted, saddened, deepened, getting pulled into drama or doubt, you adjust, you shift your weight, you remember the feeling of riding and you drop back into it. Let me teach you the adjustment technique, because you will need this. Life will test you. Someone will be rude, traffic will be annoying, an email will trigger you, a family member will say something, and in that moment, you'll feel yourself starting to fall off the wave. When that happens, and you'll know because you'll feel the energy drop, you do this. Stop. Whatever you're doing, just stop for 10 seconds. Take one massive deep breath. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And ask yourself, what would someone riding a lucky wave do right now? And you'll know. The answer will come immediately. Maybe you laugh it off. Maybe you chose a different response. Maybe you remember this is a test and you pass by staying light. When you make the adjustment, you do the thing that keeps you on the wave, and instantly the momentum returns. This is not just positive thinking. This is state management. This is becoming so skilled at maintaining your frequency that external circumstances lose their power to knock you off center. Bruce Lee said, "Be water." We're saying be the wave. Powerful, fluid, unstoppable. Adapting without losing momentum. Now let's install some luck amplifiers. These are patterns you can run throughout your day that make the wave even stronger. Every time something goes your way today, any small thing you say internally or out loud, that's the wave. Green light appears, that's the wave. Perfect parking spot, that's the wave. Someone lets you go first, that's the wave. What you're doing is training your reticular activating system to notice evidence of fortune. And what you focus on expands. The more you notice luck, the more luck appears. The wave gets bigger. Every 2 hours, you do a 10-second reset. You feel the wave. You feel the energy. You feel the momentum, and you affirm, I'm still riding. The wave is strong. The fortune flows. These micro-adjustments throughout the day, they keep you on the wave. Without them, the default patterns of consciousness will slowly pull you back into ordinary reality. With them, you sustain the peak state for hours. Think about race cars. They don't just go fast because they have powerful engines. They go fast because they have expert drivers making constant tiny adjustments. Steering, accelerating, braking, thousands of micro corrections that keep them on the optimal racing line. You're the race car driver of your consciousness. And these amplifiers are your steering wheel, your gas pedal, your brake. Mastery is making the adjustment so instinctively that you don't even think about it. Now, what happens when you're truly riding the wave at full power? Because there are signs, external evidence that you've caught the current of fortune. You'll notice conversations flow. People will be unusually helpful. Ideas will come out of nowhere. You'll be in the right place at the right time repeatedly. Technology will work. Animals will be friendly. Children will smile at you. Money will appear in unexpected ways. These are not coincidences. These are confirmation that you're broadcasting the frequency of luck, and the universe is responding with matching experiences. The beautiful thing, the more evidence you notice, the stronger the wave gets. It's a feedback loop. Fortune creates confidence. Confidence amplifies frequency. Amplified frequency attracts more fortune. You become unstoppable. Not because nothing challenging happens, but because challenges resolve quickly and often turn into opportunities. Some of you are already feeling this. That sense of I am ready, bring on the day, I've got this. It's not bravado, that's the wave speaking through you. That's your nervous system knowing it's in a peak state and communicating that certainty to your conscious mind. Trust it, follow it, ride it hard. Now let's go deeper, because there's another level to this that very few people access. It's called wave merging. Imagine you're riding your wave and someone near you, a colleague, a friend, a stranger, is also riding their own wave. When two waves meet, they can do one of two things. They can cancel each other out, or they can amplify each other. When you're riding the lucky wave and you encounter another person in a peak state, your waves merge, they amplify, and suddenly both of you are riding an even bigger wave. Opportunities multiply, synchronicities compound, magic happens. This is why momentum attracts momentum, why high performers cluster together, why success breeds success. The waves merge and everyone rises. So here is your invitation. As you move through your day, look for other wave riders. You'll recognize them by their energy, their presence, their aliveness. And when you find them, engage, connect, collaborate, watch what happens when your waves merge. You're not competing for fortune. You're amplifying fortune. There's no scarcity on the wave, only abundance creating more abundance. You don't just ride the wave, you are the wave. Your movement through reality creates ripples that affect everyone around you. Your energy uplifts, your presence shifts rooms. Your momentum pulls others into their own peak states. You become a force of nature, a walking field of possibility, a generator of good fortune, not just for yourself, but for everyone you encounter. This is mastery. This is what it means to truly ride the lucky wave. You surf it, you embody it, you become it. And reality has no choice but to reflect that back to you in infinite ways. Feel it now. That power, that momentum, that absolute certainty that today is your day because you decided it would be and you generated the energy to make it so. You're on the wave. And we're going to ensure this wave carries you all day long. Because what happens to most people is they generate amazing energy in the morning, then 3 hours into their day, they back to default mode, reactive, scattered off the wave. You're going to be different because we're installing a momentum protocol that automatically sustains your peak state without conscious effort. Your nervous system has a baseline, a default setting it returns to when you're not actively managing your state. For most people, that baseline is mild anxiety, moderate stress. But right now, your baseline has shifted. You've activated something different. And for the next few hours, your nervous system will naturally return to this peak state rather than the old default. If we anchor it properly, we anchor it through repetition, through sensory markers, through pattern installation. Watch how this works. Stand up again. Find that power stance. Feet shoulder width apart, chest up, shoulders back, strong posture. Now clench your right fist tight. And as you clench it, recall that feeling of riding the wave. See yourself on your board, arms out, perfectly balanced, moving with effortless power through a golden ocean of possibility. Feel it fully. Let every cell remember this state. And as you feel it, press your tongue against the roof of your mouth, right behind your front teeth. Hold everything, fist clenched, tongue pressed, state activated. Hold for 10 seconds. Let your neurology wire this pattern together. Fist equals wave, tongue position equals fortune, posture equals power. There. Now release everything. Shake it out, move around, break the pattern. Good. Now we're going to stack it. Same thing but stronger. Clench your fist, press your tongue, stand strong. This time say out loud, I ride the wave, fortune flows, I am momentum. Feel it even more intensely than before. Amplify the sensation. Make the image bigger, brighter, more vivid. Make the feeling stronger, more electric, more real. Hold this for a few seconds to anchor it in. Lock it down now. Release it and shake it out. One more time. Maximum intensity. Fists clenched this time. Tongue pressed. Power stance. And now shout out, I ride the wave of fortune. I am momentum. Let your whole body feel this. Let your voice vibrate through your chest. Let this become the most certain truth you know. Anchor it and then lock it. Now release and shake it out. What you've just done is create a state anchor, a neurological trigger. Any time today, any time this week, when you need to instantly access this peak state, you clench that fist, press your tongue, stand strong and say the phrase, your nervous system will fire the entire pattern automatically. This is powerful technology. You don't have to feel your way back to the state. You trigger it deliberately. You have a switch you can flip anytime you need power, clarity, confidence, and luck. Use it. Use it often. The more often you fire the anchor, the stronger it becomes. Now here's the ultimate goal. You don't just want one lucky day. You want a lucky life. You want to be someone for whom fortune is the norm, not the exception. This is not fantasy. It's trainable. It's achievable. And we're going to lay the foundation right now. Close your eyes again. Imagine your calendar stretching out ahead of you. Tomorrow, next week, next month. And instead of seeing ordinary days, you see each one glowing, each one carrying the same golden energy you're feeling now. Each day is its own wave of luck. Tomorrow's wave, next week's wave, next month's wave, next year's. And they are all powerful, all carrying your fortune, all lined up, waiting for you to ride them. This is the vision. This is the life you are building toward, where riding the lucky wave becomes your baseline, where you wake up and automatically generate the momentum that carries you through extraordinary days. How do you get there? By making today count, by riding today's wave so fully, so completely, so consciously that you train your nervous system. This is how we operate now. This is our new normal. One perfect day becomes two. Two becomes a week. A week becomes a month, and suddenly people are asking you, "What's your secret? How are you always so lucky?" And you'll smile because you know there is no secret. There's only the wave, and you learned how to ride it. Now, to make the wave bigger over time, there are three factors: clarity, certainty, and celebration. For clarity, you need to know what you want the wave to carry you toward. Vague intentions generate weak waves. Specific intentions generate powerful ones. So right now, identify one thing, just one, that would make today a wildly successful day. Maybe it's a conversation that goes perfect. Maybe it's a sale. Maybe it's a creative breakthrough. Maybe it's just a feeling. Pick one. See it clearly. Feel what it would feel like to have that outcome. Lock it in. That's your target. That's where the wave is carrying you. And now that you've identified it, every micro adjustment you make throughout the day naturally steers toward it. The next is certainty. Doubt kills momentum faster than anything else. The moment you question whether this works, you create destructive interference in your own wave. The frequency fractures. So you need unshakable certainty, not faith, not hope, knowing. The same way you know the sun will rise tomorrow, you know the wave is real and you're riding it. Where does that certainty come from? Evidence. You generate evidence by noticing every small thing that goes right, every green light, every synchronicity, every fortunate turn. You collect evidence all day until certainty becomes automatic. By the end of today, you'll have so much evidence that doubt becomes impossible. And that's when the real magic begins. When certainty becomes your baseline, luck becomes inevitable. Now, celebration might be the most important factor. Every time something good happens today, celebrate. Internally or externally, you acknowledge it. You feel grateful. You savor it. You let that positive energy amplify. Most people experience good fortune and immediately move on to the next thing. They don't integrate the win. They don't let the momentum build. But when you celebrate, even for 3 seconds, you tell your nervous system, this is what we want more of. This is the frequency we're amplifying. What you amplify expands. Celebration is wave fuel. The more you celebrate, the bigger the wave gets. So right now, I want you to pre-celebrate. Feel the joy of your perfect day before it fully unfolds. Feel the satisfaction of riding the wave successfully. Feel the gratitude for fortune that's already in motion. Even if you can't see all the results yet, let that feeling flood through you. This is not fake. When you feel the outcome now, you collapse the probability wave toward the outcome. The future becomes present because you're already vibrating at the frequency of having it. Smile. Actually smile right now, even if you don't feel like it. Smile. Hold it for 30 seconds. Seems like a long time to smile, doesn't it? You can actually pull this off. See, we've barely been smiling this long. Do you notice what happened? Your state shifted. Your brain released neurochemicals. Your energy lifted. Your wave got bigger. All because you consciously chose to activate a physiological pattern associated with joy. You have this power. Always, in any moment, you can choose the state. You can generate the wave. You can ride the wave of fortune. You came into this activation as one person, you're leaving as another. The old you waited for luck, the new you generates it. The old you hoped for good days, the new you creates them. The old you reacted to circumstances, the new you rides above them on a wave of your own making. This is real. This is active. This is happening now. Can you feel it in your body? That electricity, that readiness, that absolute certainty that today is going to be extraordinary. That's the wave. You're on it. You're riding it. And it's going to carry you through the most fortunate day you've had in a long time. Every green light you catch, think that's the wave. Every perfect timing moment, think that is the wave. Every unexpected gift, every fortune turn, that's the wave. And the more you acknowledge it, the bigger it gets. You're not lucky by accident. You're lucky by design. You generated the frequency, you caught the momentum, you rode the wave. And the beautiful truth, you can do this again tomorrow and the day after that, until riding the lucky wave becomes who you are, not what you do, until fortune becomes your baseline, not your peak, until people look at you and wonder how you make everything seem so effortless, and you'll know you're not making it look effortless. You're actually on the wave, riding the current of fortune in alignment with the flow of universal energy. This is mastery, freedom. This is life you came here to live. The wave is real, it's yours, and the wave starts now. Go out and ride it. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com. Join the Reality Revolution tribe with exclusive content and weekly Q&A sessions. You can sign up in the link in the description or at school.com, skool.com/reality revolution. Be sure to check out my art, actual sigils that transform your reality simply by looking at them. You can find it at www.newearth.art. And welcome to the Reality Revolution.